Let's talk about money. I've manifested a lot of money in my life, and I've also lost plenty. I've done it through hustle culture, burning the candle at both ends for months on end. I've done it through periods of hard work, determination, and relentless pushing. And I've also experienced money arriving seemingly out of nowhere. I've lived through seasons of scarcity where I wasn't sure how I was going to make it. And I've lived through seasons of abundance where money flowed easily. And the truth is, I'm actually grateful for all of it because those experiences have allowed me to connect with people from every walk of life, no matter what their financial story looks like. But those experiences also forced me to examine my own beliefs, and I continue to. Even when I had plenty, there were parts of the experience I didn't love. For example, feeling like I had to constantly grind to maintain a certain level of cash flow, that didn't feel free to me. But I can honestly say there was never a time I didn't have what I needed. So you can call it grace from the universe or trust running deep in my subconscious, but I was always provided for at least at a baseline level. That realization gave me insight into how much our relationship with money is shaped not just by numbers, but by the beliefs and nervous system patterns we carry. And I'm sure you've heard that before. But let me ask you this question. Have you heard that just like other experiences that we choose before we come here, we also choose our money experiences? Some of us have signed up, for example, to be born into extreme poverty just to create wealth for ourselves later, right? So we can have that experience. Some of us go from abundance to scarcity, so we can learn how to regulate things for ourselves and how to balance it out. And like everything else, our beliefs about money are all mixed up with layers of conditioning from society, our families, our past experiences. And over time, they create vibrational dissonance that affects how safe or unsafe we feel when money is involved. And I can even talk about how money is a thread running through a lot of our past life experiences. For me, for example, I've been shown past lives where I lived in poverty and never made it out, and also where I had to make really big and lasting decisions due to my need to financially sustain myself. There was also a past life where my family and I were well off, and because of that, it resulted in mine and my sister's death. And money touches everything, right? Every part of our survival, our sense of safety, and our capacity to receive. And it's no wonder why money is such a charged topic. We live in a system where billionaires hoard wealth while the rest of us scramble over what feels like crumbs, and that tension is felt in our bodies. Every time we open a bill or hear about yet another person's excess, our nervous system reacts. And for many of us, paying attention to what's happening here in the US and the world at large, old money wounds are resurfacing. And so are the beliefs right behind it. Sometimes that's a flight or fight sensation, or a thought of, I'm not good enough, or there's never enough, or there's so much, why are people still going without? Or that it's not even safe to ask for what I need. And I'm certainly not going to act like I'm some money guru, although I do have some techniques that I will share with you that have helped me along the way. Just like your offer is a container that you create for those who need it, and your business is a container for that offer, so is money. Money is also a container. And if the container is cracked or too small, it leaks. It can't hold much, right? But when the container is strong and big enough, it can carry so much more. Somatic money practices strengthen that container. They regulate your nervous system so you can receive without bracing, leaking, or collapsing into shame. And when your body feels safe to hold more, you can receive more because your system finally has the capacity. But like I said, money for many of us doesn't feel safe. It's tied to fear, stress, or shame.
We're told and shown throughout life that it's only supposed to be about numbers, but really it's about how our nervous system responds.
So think about it. A bill arrives, you sigh, your breath shortens, your chest tightens, maybe you get a headache, and you think, didn't I just pay this? Or why is it so high this time? That reaction is your nervous system talking. Those moments are signals, opportunities to pause, to breathe, and be honest about what you're feeling. From there, you can begin to ask yourself deeper questions. Why am I really reacting this way? Because that's how you start to shift it. Somatic money techniques aren't about bypassing with affirmations or forcing a new mindset or setting new goals and hard working yourself into a manifestation. No, they're about gently rewiring your nervous system so your body knows it's safe to receive and to hold and to grow with money. So let's do a quick exercise. Get into a comfortable position and place one hand on your lower belly, just below your navel, and the other hand on your heart. And you can close your eyes and begin breathing slowly and deeply until you feel nice and relaxed. Now I want you to take a moment and bring to mind a time when money felt scarce. Maybe it was a bill you didn't know how to pay. Maybe it was a moment when you had to shift money around just to make it work. Or maybe it was a time you felt embarrassed for asking for help. And I don't want you to push the memory away. I just want you to notice it. Where do you feel it in your body? Does your chest tighten? Do you feel a knot in your stomach? Is there heaviness in your shoulders? And breathe through it. Take a deep breath in and allow your belly to soften as you exhale. And remind yourself, in this moment, I am safe. Right now, I have what I need. And let your body release some of the tension. So next, I want you to invite in a different memory, a time when you received. It could be money, a gift, or support that showed up right when you needed it. Especially if it came unexpectedly. Remember how it felt to receive. Did you feel relief, gratitude, joy? Let that sensation expand through your chest and belly, and imagine it flowing through your entire body, radiating outward. So take one more deep breath. And I want you to just say out loud, thank you for those experiences. Now take a moment to reflect on the contrast between the two feelings. The constriction of fear and the openness of receiving. And notice how different they were in your body. And if it feels right, you can write down your reflections. I encourage you to practice this again after this recording. The more familiar you become with the feeling of receiving and with loosening your grip when money feels stressful, the more natural it becomes to hold yourself steady. So the next time you see a bill come due or feel stressed about your bank account, just pause and take a breath. Remind yourself that in this moment you have what you need, and in the next moment you will also have what you need, and you are strengthening the container to receive more. That small act of awareness builds a stronger container for receiving.
And when you're talking about building offers or building a business in the midst of the in-between, things can get a little scary. I have been guided to build businesses before where I had zero resources to put towards it. It is definitely possible, but it's not a comfortable way to do it. But if I let whatever fears I had about money stop me from moving forward, then I wouldn't have gained that experience of building a business out of nothing. And I wouldn't have that to share with other people. When you're in the in-between and working out multiple things across many areas of life, it is quite easy to get to the thing that requires a little more work and use it as an excuse to stop. So for me, often, like I've mentioned, one of those big areas has been money in the past. But for you, it might be something different. You may be listening to this recording and thinking like, well, my money story has always been a pretty good one. But that doesn't mean that all the stories across the board are always good ones. So there may be relationships, for example, working out dynamics in relationships that cause you to stop in your tracks, or health issues that cause you to stop in your tracks, or phobias or addictions, whatever it is. In the in-between, when we're working things out and evolving our perspectives and perceptions about who we are and how we fit into the world, there will be things that come up. Have you ever heard of that phrase, new levels, new devils? So especially when you get close to creating something and putting it out in the world, or really you're digging into this next chapter and how great it can be, and you are creating and you're making decisions, everything that is out of alignment will present itself so that you can put it in alignment, so that you can let things go, so that you can refine things, so that you can reshape things, so that you can expand beliefs about things. So when you step into that next phase, then you have worked out those larger things that may crop up as bigger obstacles that will cause you to loop back around again and in a cycle that you have an opportunity to leave.
So for some of you, simply naming where money stress shows up in your body may already feel like a release. For others, it may feel tender or like old patterns are still present, and that's okay. Healing money wounds is not about flipping a switch overnight. It takes a little time to retrain your nervous system to experience safety in receiving again and again. So the key takeaway here is that your body can learn to feel safe with money. And when it does, your capacity to manifest and hold abundance expands naturally. So there are many somatic money practices we'll explore more deeply in the full class, but this one is a starting point. It's especially helpful during those stretched, uncertain periods when you're building an offer or a business or starting a new chapter. Those times can feel scary and they will surely stretch you, but practices like this keep you steady so you don't stop your momentum out of fear. We are all a work in progress, and the work begins right here with regulating your nervous system, shifting your body's response, and then gradually deconstructing the beliefs that don't support your forward movement.
So that completes the sixth day of the mini course. I hope you found extreme value in all of the recordings and the exercises. And if you're interested in learning more about the six-week class, Energy Reset Work and Purpose, where we go way deeper with the things that we covered in this free mini audio course, then be sure to click on the link in your email. The class includes access to materials for 3 months, live video calls on Thursdays, and one private 30-minute session where I use my psychic and mediumship abilities to help you expedite your time in the in-between. So, okay, I hope to see you there.